The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome once again to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli. For the next hour, I will be conversing with Dr. Herb Slavin about all manner of approaches that you can use to support your good health. So don't wait for a diagnosis. Get very active, proactive, and approach the health situation very much from a prevention rather than an early detection perspective. Good morning, Dr. Slavin.
Good morning, Janet. Listening to the tail end of the last program, they were talking a little bit about magnesium. Very common deficiency seen, and I think it's more indicative of overall mineral deficiency state. It's not just one mineral we're deficient in, because does it make sense that all your other minerals are fine, just magnesium is deficient?
Okay, just such an important point. And I tell people that all the time when they're on diuretics as part of their blood pressure treatment and their doctor gives them potassium. And I say, well, what about all the other minerals that are being flushed out of your body?
And then you have to try and understand, well, why is that? Why are we deficient in minerals? Don't we get enough in the food we eat? Well, the answer to that is maybe not, especially if you're eating processed foods as opposed to organic, unprocessed foods. But another possibility comes to mind is that if you're accumulating toxic heavy metals, which are also minerals like lead, arsenic, cadmium, and mercury, the receptors for all these minerals are occupied and the body can't absorb the nutrient minerals, because the body has been tricked into thinking it's got enough minerals. So this is where testing comes in. You have to test not just for the nutrient minerals like magnesium. You test for the toxic minerals. And it's not, and a blood test isn't adequate. You have to do a provocative test, number one. And at the same time, you want to do a urine test for magnesium. And why is that important? If you're low in magnesium, and assuming you do the right test, it's a red blood cell magnesium or an exit test, which is an intracellular magnesium. If your body's low in magnesium on that test, the urine magnesium would be expected to be low because your body is trying to conserve as much magnesium as it can because it realizes you're low. But if your urine magnesium is not low, yet your body stores the magnesium low, then you have a problem. Body is being tricked into thinking it's got enough magnesium. And usually that's from other heavy metals.
The other part that's critically important with regard to choosing the correct testing approaches is the ratio of these different nutrient minerals. If the ratio is not in an optimal range, then the ability of those minerals to function as they would be expected to function is compromised.
And what ratios would you be thinking of?
Okay, certainly calcium and magnesium, because so many people are very, very focused, most likely with their physicians urging to take calcium. And there's a lot of different research about what is the proper ratio. Okay, what is the proper ratio? The one your body needs.
Well, you just mentioned calcium. A lot of people do take a lot of calcium. They don't take magnesium. Calcium will displace magnesium. That could be another cause of a low magnesium. In fact, your body probably doesn't need to take extra calcium, if you're taking vitamin D and vitamin K, your body will be able to use all the calcium that's already in the diet and properly place it in your body, namely the bones. Now, we've been talking about minerals, and would you ever think that minerals play a role in dementia?
Ooh, very, very interesting. Well, I'm going to say the toxic heavy metals I know are playing a role, but with regard to the nutrient minerals, I have never thought about that, Dr. Slavin.
Well, we're talking about this because of some recent information that's been published stating that dementia and other neurological brain diseases, so what could that be? Parkinson's disease, Lou Gehrig's disease, multiple sclerosis. What they're saying is these brain diseases are striking people younger and younger. And this is according to a new study out of Bournemouth University in England. And it was published in the Journal of Surgical Neurology International. These diseases have reached levels that are almost epidemic, the researchers said. And they reach them so quickly that environmental factors must be largely to blame. In other words, one's genetics don't change that quickly. So if you see a change in the incidence of an illness over a very short period of time, it's not the genetics of the individual that's changing, it's the environment that's causing it. And what they're saying is dementia now striking people in their 40s as mercury from vaccines cause slow degenerative brain damage. So, people are so concerned about it, but you have to take the next step. Look for the underlying cause of problems before they become a problem. In other words, check your exposure to mercury and other heavy metals, because if you've accumulated a lot, you want to do something about it before the symptoms occur, before the damage is done. It's like, for example, with an airplane, it's much easier to prevent a crash than to patch things up after the crash.
I would say.
Right?
Yes.
Same thing with your car. You know, you keep your tires in good shape. You want to keep the car running properly, the brakes in good shape, because it's much easier to prevent the crash than to repair the car afterwards. And the analogy that Diet for a New America, John Robbins,
yes.
In one of his books, not that book, his analogy was, in the preface of the book was, the way healthcare is carried out in this country, we have people walking toward the edge of the cliff, and instead of putting a fence at the top of the cliff, we have the ambulance waiting at the bottom of the cliff.
Very graphic picture
The people get sick, and then we rush them to the hospital to patch them up. Because that's the economic model of healthcare. In other words, how can you maximize profits from illness, and it's letting people get sick and then trying to patch them up as opposed to preventing the illness?
It's really interesting when you draw such a very specific picture, Dr. Slavin. It kind of makes my heart cringe. The idea of millions of people walking off the cliff when we know what it is that's pushing them over the edge.
Well, we don't have to depend on the healthcare system to pick us up at the bottom of the cliff. We can stop ourselves from falling off the cliff if we take advantage of what's available, and that's the identification of risk factors and trends towards illness as opposed to towards health. If you can check for that, you can make the changes.
I always like to offer our listeners some positive information. So here you're talking about younger and younger individuals being diagnosed with a neurological illness, some sort of impairment that is trending, and that research is pointing toward heavy metal intoxication like mercury, lead, nickel, aluminum as an example. And what are some of the ways that you can use to minimize the possibility that your body is going to hang on to these heavy metals? And my viewpoint, as you started out with this conversation, is we need very much to support our nutrient mineral levels. We need to support them in the proper ratio. And as a nutritionist, I'd like to suggest very, very simple things. Parsley, cilantro, garlic, those kinds of things on a daily routine. Possibly learn about having a sip of wheatgrass several times a week. Make sure that you have the high quality water that's going to allow delivery of these nutrient minerals, as well as flushing out the toxic substances that are part of metabolic waste.
Well, and speaking of this epidemic of dementia and other neurological diseases, and they're blaming environmental pollution, here's what they say. These changes were seen in all 21 countries that they looked at. And what they looked at here was, they found neurological brain disease in the 21 countries from 1989 to 2010. This is where they looked. They found that as of 2010, the average rate of onset of dementia was 10 years earlier than it was in 1989.
Okay, so 21 years of research in 21 different countries, correct?
In addition, deaths from neurological disease had increased significantly in people between the ages of 55 and 74, and I guess most importantly, had nearly doubled in people age 75 and older. I mean, those are really startling statistics.
It's very frightening statistics. And the truth of the matter is we do know ways that we can offer to our listeners, to the educated healthcare consumer, as you refer to them, Dr. Slavin, to minimize the potential damage in their environmental exposure and certainly in any kind of injected vaccine substance.
Now, they were looking at 21 countries, as we mentioned. But the United States fared far worse than the other 20. In the United States, neurological deaths in men older than 74 tripled between the years 1989 to 2010 and increased nearly fivefold in women of the same age.
Now, I know we're talking about minerals this morning, but we had a conversation yesterday about poor quality fats and what's a saturated fats, what a monounsaturated fat, what kind of fat should you be putting into your diet on a routine basis. How protective are the beneficial fats? You know, when we talk about supporting our brains, fatty tissue, we have to take the comprehensive view. Minerals are critical. Maintain the nutrient minerals, minimize the toxic minerals, and enhance your fatty acid profile.
Well, the other thing to consider, too, is fats are where the toxins are stored. So if you're going to eat fat, you want to look for the healthy fats, the organic fats. But here's another interesting statistic. More elderly U.S. women are now dying from brain disease than from cancer for the first time in recorded history.
What a stunning statement. Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that's a real eye-opener. Researchers' analysis showed that the findings could not simply be explained by improved treatment of other diseases, because that could be one explanation. Oh, we're doing such a great job with cancer now. That's why neurologic disease is ahead of cancer. But that's not the case.
I hear that music, Dr. Slavin, and I just want to remind everybody that when we come back, we're going to be talking about a thermography center that the Institute of Advanced Medicine is hosting. But for right now, you're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be right back.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Herbert Slavin and Janet Cimarelli. They're located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill, and you can find them on the web at advancedmedicaltesting.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years' experience. Clean, comfortable, and efficient. They guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest prices. They test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. They draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostics, Simulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call them today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via telephone, Skype, or email with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at janetcimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on AM 1470 WNN.
And welcome back. You're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. And what I want to talk about now is the Institute of Advanced Medicine is hosting a thermography seminar. And that seminar will be held on Wednesday, September 9th at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. I want to remind everybody that the seminar is free. And in addition to the information about thermography, there will be information from me about nutrition. Nutrition plays a very, very important role with regard to your risk of developing breast cancer, and you may not be aware of all of the very important aspects of thermography. You get information about breast health years before a problem would be developing. And if there is a problem developing, you're going to see it years before on a thermography scan, years before you would ever see it on a mammogram. And keep in mind, there's no compression and no radiation exposure. If you'd like to make a reservation for the seminar, 954-748-4991. And another reminder that Natural Talk Radio is brought to you by AMT Centers. That's Advanced Medical Testing Centers. And if you'd like a little bit more information about what is offered at Advanced Medical Testing Centers, you can call 754-216-2332 and get a little bit of an information about making an appointment, how long you will be here, and what are some of the specialty tests that are offered at AMT centers. Dr. Slavin?
Thank you, Janet. Just want to give out a phone number. And this is a number we set up. If you have any thoughts, anything you want to say,
Complaints
are good too.
Yeah,
anything.
We take complaints.
And you could just leave a message. It'll just ask you to leave a message so we can know what you're thinking or comments or other things, 954-338-7313. 954-338-7313. You can leave a message there. And we were talking about dementia and other neurologic diseases and how it's really becoming a more serious condition than we previously had thought. But this was the statistic that, you know, I think caught everybody's attention, and that women are now dying from brain disease at a higher rate than are dying from cancer, and that's the first time in recorded history, and that's in this country. So more elderly women are dying from brain disease than from cancer. So it's a striking observation, and we have to consider what's going on here, what's the cause. And they're saying because it's occurring in such a short time frame, it's got to be environmental changes. So now you have to say, okay, what's changing in the environment? Well, a couple of things. The level of toxins being introduced into the environment for all reasons, and then the toxins also being introduced to the food supply, and then, of course, the big elephant in the room that nobody ever talks about is genetically modified foods. What impact is that having? Because, Janet, when were genetically modified foods first introduced? Because we're talking about a time frame here from 1989 to 2010.
And boy, oh boy, is that right on target. That the Flavor Saver tomato, that absolutely tasteless, mushy, mealy tomato was introduced, I believe, in 1993. So four years after this study began, was the first genetically modified food. And what's very, very interesting is I think that a lot of people know about soy and corn being genetically modified, but they might not necessarily know that they're commercial. Cauliflower, there's zucchini, yellow squash, potatoes, so many of the everyday vegetable crops are genetically modified. So if you want to avoid the dangers, and there are surely dangers associated with consuming genetically modified foods, if you want to avoid those dangers, choose organic. And there are certain foods that are minimally exposed to Roundup, and so you have a little bit more leeway there choosing commercial foods. But these genetically modified foods, it would be very, very interesting to see what the profile of ingredients in Roundup might be in addition to glyphosate. We know that glyphosate has a wide range of really damaging aspects in human health.
Well, I don't want to put all the blame on genetically modified foods. In the last 20 years, there have been increases in the environment with regard to petrochemicals, air transport, in other words, probably more airplanes flying than ever before, the quadrupling of motor vehicles, insecticides, and a rise in background electromagnetic fields and so on. Now, that's another thought. When did the first cell phones start? When were they introduced? Around the same period?
I'm going to say
in the mid-1980s.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
Well, here's how I know.
I was slow to catch on. I didn't necessarily want to be carrying my phone around with
me. Well, I like gadgets, and I remember coming down here in 1981. We didn't have cell phones, but not too many years after. But the original cell phones were actually safe. If you remember, these were the what they called transportable. You had a regular telephone handpiece, and then you had the receiver component, usually mounted in the trunk of your car.
Right.
So you weren't really exposing your brain.
Right. It was a wired thing
right.
in your car.
But now everything is right next to your brain. And that may be another factor why we're seeing so much more dementia. Everybody is denying it's them. Couldn't be the cell phones. Couldn't be genetically modified foods. Couldn't be all the petrochemicals in the environment. And what about the connection with vaccines? Here's another one. Could mercury exposure from vaccines play a role in the rising rates of early onset dementia? Now, here's the interesting observation. Until 2001, mercury-containing thimerosal was used as a preservative in many childhood vaccines. Even today, the substance is still used in adult vaccines as well as flu shots, which are still given to children and adults. So the childhood vaccines, no, but the flu shots given to children and adults have the mercury.
I had a conversation with a cashier at one of the drugstores, and she said to me, have you had your flu shot? And I said, oh, no, I'd never have one. And she said, not to worry, the mercury, they took out the mercury. I said, oh, no, they didn't.
Well, they think they have because they talk about taking the mercury out of at least the childhood vaccines. We're going to have an interesting program tomorrow. We have a guest on who experienced firsthand the side effects of a flu shot. So we're going to get a little firsthand experience with that.
Okay, very interesting.
Yeah, and not a mild reaction either, I might add.
Well, I've talked to people over the years that developed the Guillain-Barré syndrome after having had a flu shot and essentially went from a highly active health, very, very healthy individual to being wheelchair bound. So terrible effects. And what's interesting is from the evaluation of efficacy perspective, a certain number of adverse events are to be expected. And so if there are a certain number of deaths, that's not a problem, according to the purveyors of vaccines. But if you happen to be the person who dies, it's really important to you.
Well, the report we're referring to today is talking about the increased incidence of dementia in adults between the years 1989 and 2010. And part of the concern is perhaps exposure to mercury in vaccines. Of course, you're exposed to mercury from a lot of other areas, too, from coal burning to dental amalgams, which are still being used. But then the question comes up, and it's not addressed in this particular study, is we don't see dementia in children, unless you want to call autism and attention deficit disorder a form of dementia, if you want to say that there's a neurological dysfunction.
I do.
You know, I don't know if you want to call it dementia, but you can call it neurological dysfunction.
It is.
It is, and could that be why we're seeing an increased incidents in children? You just can't ignore it. It's not enough to say vaccines don't cause it. Until you know what causes it, you can't say what doesn't cause it. I don't see how you can say that.
Okay, well, let's say that it has multiple causes. So multifactorial. And here I go. Your child is experiencing the beginnings of a viral infection, but because your child is very young, not yet speaking, or can't possibly communicate to you, the fact that there's a sore throat, an earache, a runny nose, or a very, very sore part in their gums because of a new tooth coming through. And that child has a little bit of a fever, not necessarily 101, just under 100, let's say 99.5. Do you think your child's immune system is going to handle the components in a vaccine in an optimal way? I don't think so.
Well, there are a lot of reasons why the way vaccines are given to people doesn't make any sense. My guiding philosophy, which is shared by a lot of physicians who believe in a more natural approach to healthcare, basically say imitate nature. So if you're going to come up with a vaccine, imitate how you would normally contract that virus in nature. So when it comes to most of the childhood infections, which are caused by viruses, the flu is caused by a virus. We don't get it through injection. we get exposed to these viruses through the respiratory route. So why don't they come up with a vaccine that you would inhale the same way you contract it?
Don't they have inhalable vaccines? But do I know what the ingredients are? Do I still want to give it to an individual whose immune system is compromised? I don't think so.
Well, I'll give you the answer why I agree with you.
Okay, fabulous. And you're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Zamorelli here with Dr. Slavin. We'll be right back after these messages.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Zamorelli, licensed nutrition counselor. We are located at 7200 West Commercial Boulevard, Suite 209 in Lauderhill. And you can find us on the web at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is your premier blood draw center, staffed by professionals with over 15 years experience, clean, comfortable, and efficient. We guarantee your appointment time and guarantee the lowest price. We test for cardiovascular disease, cancer, diabetes, and more. We draw for all specialty labs, including Access, Health Diagnostic, Singulex, Innovative, Quest, LabCorp, and others. Call us today to set up an appointment. 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332.
Hi, I'm Janet Zamorelli, and I'm here to tell you about Dr. Herb Slavin, the medical director of the Institute of Advanced Medicine in Lauderhill. The Institute brings the latest natural approaches to health, supported by research. We offer a full range of traditional and holistic treatments. The primary goal of the Institute of Advanced Medicine is to give you, the patient, the information you need to stay healthy and live long. So before you feel sick, before you develop symptoms, come see the team at the Institute of Advanced Medicine. You can call today, 954-748-4991, to learn all about the services offered at the Institute. Services from on-demand to chiropractic, from natural skin solutions to nutrition testing and support. 954-748-4991. You can visit drslavin.com to learn more. And welcome back. You tuned to Natural Doc Radio, and I just want to remind everyone that on Wednesday, September 9th at 7 o'clock, you can come to the Institute of Advanced Medicine and take part in a thermography seminar and then ask your questions about nutrition that can support overall good health as well as be very supportive of breast health. And that happens Wednesday, September 9th at the Institute of Advanced Medicine, 7 in the evening. And if you want to make a reservation, you can call 954-748-4991. Thermography seminar, 7 p.m. Wednesday, September 9th. And the number to call, 954-748-4991. You were about to tell me why you agreed with me, Dr. Slavin.
Okay, you mentioned, you might agree with me, if we could just expose someone through a natural way to the viruses that would cause these various illnesses, you might go along with that. But who knows what other ingredients they're mixing in with the viruses.
Yes.
That's the problem. And I agree. But here's the bigger issue. If you have a healthy immune system that's functioning optimally, you don't need vaccines. And if you have an unhealthy immune system, maybe because you're old, you're debilitated, you don't eat right, you don't take care of yourself, the vaccines aren't effective. That's been shown over and over again. You can't stimulate an unhealthy immune system. So the real approach should be, let's make people healthier. And then, by definition, the incidence of illness will be less. Now, so we were saying, could exposure to mercury, low dose, chronic exposure to mercury from the environment, from foods, and from mercury amalgams in the mouth and from vaccines also be associated with it. Well, they've done some studies here, and this is one published in the Journal of Alzheimer's Disease in 2010. Researchers reviewed 100 prior experimental and clinical studies looking at the effects of mercury on cells, animals, and humans. They found that long-term mercury exposure produced many of the same changes seen in Alzheimer's disease, including confusion and impairments to memory and cognitive function. So here's what comes to mind immediately. You know someone, a parent, a loved one, diagnosed with Alzheimer's disease. Are those doctors doing a heavy metal test looking for mercury? So you can remove mercury and perhaps see some improvement in those people.
I would say, in general, the neurologists are not necessarily looking for heavy metal intoxication in their patients. It's a very confusing situation because here's very clear research. And the neurologists are not necessarily acting in response to it. So 20 years from now, might the mainstream neurologists cite that information and make a change in their approach? I don't think so.
I think we're seeing the same trend that we saw with tobacco and admitting that tobacco was a health hazard. A quote here says, mercury is clearly contributing to neurological problems whose rate is increasing in parallel with rising levels of mercury. It seems that the two are tied together. Now, we're talking about mercury. We mentioned other heavy metals. Well, another mineral or metal that needs to be mentioned is aluminum, another common vaccine ingredient, also been linked to dementia. For example, in 2009, a study published in the American Journal of Epidemiology found that people with the highest aluminum content in their drinking water also had the highest risk of dementia. And clinical studies have directly linked aluminum to brain damage. So both aluminum and mercury, widely found in the environment due to contamination from other sources like coal-burning plants, which is the foremost source of mercury pollution and a major contributor to mercury contamination, you know, fish, and the other one, dental amalgams, but it's in the environment. Why aren't we testing people routinely? Because nobody wants to admit that this is the cause of the problem, because then they'd have to change a lot of things.
Have to change a lot of things. It's very interesting because it's, 40 years that the word got out, don't use aluminum pots and pans.
Another example, another heavy metal, cobalt. Had a patient come in, cobalt levels were really high. Why were they high? She had a hip replacement. And they've changed that now, but at that time there was cobalt in the materials, and that's a deadly toxin as well. And we tested it very high levels. I told her, you have to get that hip replacement out. You know, it's just not going to go away on its own.
And the manufacturer of those replacement joints will replace the joint with no charge, including all of the care associated with that hip replacement, when your cobalt levels are high, and it can be determined that the cause of the cobalt is the joint.
Now, do you think the manufacturer of that joint deliberately did that? I don't think so. I just think it shows a lack of testing. When they did the testing, you know, they put the joint in, maybe they observed people for a couple of weeks, make sure everything worked fine, and that was it. And then, you know, 6 months, a year, 2 years after the placement of the joint, people are dying. Cobalt poisoning. So the same thing is true with what we're talking about. Where are the studies about exposure to mercury? Where are the studies about exposure to aluminum? I mean, they're there, but they're never talked about, and they're not a lot of them done. Also, where is the study combining the exposure to mercury and aluminum at the same time.
Oh my goodness. There, as far as I know, there is no combination study like that. But when you think about the potential for all of those toxic metals for interaction, it is truly frightening.
And I've told this, reported this study once. It was done in laboratory rats. And they were using two common minerals that dentists use. One was mercury and one was cadmium. So how did they do the study? They took 100 rats and they figured out how much cadmium does it take to kill 1% of the rats. In other words, 1 out of 100. So they found out that amount. Then they repeated the study with mercury. How much mercury does it take to kill 1 out of 100 rats? That amount. Now they added the combination to 100 rats, and all of them died. So you can see a little bit of this, a little bit of that, when you mix them together, creates real serious problems. And where's the acknowledgement?
No acknowledgement, and it's something that many people might not necessarily know, that there is the combination of mercury and aluminum in their vaccines. And they can go to vacinfo.org, vacinfo.org, and they'll get the whole profile of ingredients. And it is truly frightening when you see what the ingredients are in the vaccines that are being injected into your body, introducing viral particles into your body in a totally unnatural way. And as you say, Dr. Slavin, there is no way to stimulate an unhealthy immune system through this vaccine mode.
Now, I got a text from one of my daughters yesterday who's pregnant.
Uh-huh.
And her concern was, the question was, should I get a pertussis vaccine that the obstetrician wants me to get vaccinated for the flu, for the pertussis? And she's asking me, is it safe? And is there an alternative? And I said, well, the alternative is at least you can do a blood test, check your titers, your antibody titers for that virus, and, you can be okay. Now, my other daughter, when she was pregnant, she said her obstetrician didn't push the vaccine.
It's very interesting. There's kind of a shift. I have been speaking to a lot of people whose physicians are exerting pressure with regard to the pertussis vaccine. And I tell people, particularly pregnant women, actually it's anybody, you want to support your good health. So you be very, very careful with hygiene. Wash your hands, wash your face, your nose and mouth, because those are the routes of entry for viruses and bacteria, infectious disease. There are all manner of antiviral natural substances. And I wouldn't even necessarily recommend natural substances for a pregnant woman. You just don't know enough about the total picture, what's going on, what chemicals might be in some new clothing that you're wearing, what chemicals might be that day in a little higher proportion in the water that you're consuming. There are so many unknowns. Toothpaste, deodorant, skincare, makeup, shampoo. I mean, the list goes on and on and on. We have a chemical overload. We are artificially bombarded.
Well, don't you recommend when you buy new clothing to wash it before you wear it?
Absolutely.
You know, just...
Okay. Do we know that everything in there that has the potential to be toxic for us is coming out in the wash? What detergent are we using? Is that detergent? And when you read the list of ingredients in some of the detergents, you think, oh my goodness, what are they doing? What happened to soap? And the truth of the matter is we don't know how these chemicals combine.
Well, Janet, I'd like to continue this topic when we come back. because I think this is extremely important.
And to our listeners, you're tuned to Natural Doc Radio. And I want to let everyone know that Natural Doc Radio is brought to you by AMT Centers. You can find out more at amtcenters.com or you can call 754-216-2332. We'll be right back.
Are you concerned with the current state of your heart and blood vessels? Advanced Medical Testing Centers, your premier blood draw center, draws for Singulex Labs, which offers specialized blood tests that can help you uncover hidden cardiovascular disease that other tests may miss. Talk to your doctor today about the Singulex tests and call Advanced Medical Testing Centers to schedule your blood draw. We guarantee your on-time appointment and guarantee the lowest price. Call us at 754-216-2332. That's 754-216-2332. Or visit us at amtcenters.com. Advanced Medical Testing Centers is a proud sponsor of Natural Doc Radio, which airs on this station each weekday morning at 10 a.m.
Hi, I'm Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. If you're in search of the fountain of youth, if you're trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy, there are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through my counseling sessions, I work with clients and manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. I can help you maintain optimal health that will keep you looking and feeling young again. I provide you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. So schedule your appointment today, JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait, your clock is ticking. Radio, and I'm Janet Cimarelli talking with Dr. Slavin, and our conversation is a bit far-ranging. We started out with minerals and the importance of maintaining mineral status for your brain health, and it's true that you need supported mineral status for all aspects of your health. And we've moved into the chemicals that disrupt that mineral status and how it very unfortunately, we know through credible research, disrupts the ability of your brain to function. Dr. Slavin?
Well, it's really all about trying to understand illness. You know, you have someone that is young. It all started out with this study that actually encompassed 21 countries between the years 1989 and 2010. And they saw a marked increase in the incidence of dementia. And I think the standout of the study was that for the first time, more women were dying from dementia than they were from cancer in the study. So we've got a real issue. Is this like the canary in the mine, you know, where we're seeing these illnesses and they're being nobody's paying attention to it?
So the canary is dying and nobody sees it.
Well, maybe we need to carry canary around. What can we carry around to live with us and taste our food that might be a real good indicator of what's happening to us?
Oh, such a very, very interesting concept.
Maybe there's a market for that. Maybe we should make available our own laboratory rat to feed it what we eat and breathe the air we breathe and the water we drink and see what happens to it. That would be a good study.
It would be an excellent, excellent study, but we might get attached to that animal.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. So, as I said, I always like to leave our listeners with some positive viewpoint, something that gives them a measure of control over their neurologic destiny. Dr. Slavin, what are some of the things that you would recommend to your patients? What do you recommend to your patients for neurological health?
First of all, you know, I don't automatically tell people, have your heavy metals tested. However, if there's any health challenge that they're experiencing, I say you need to look into that, because that can be an impediment to your body's ability to heal itself. You have to remember that the body wants to do everything it can to heal itself. I mean, after all, look at it. When you cut your finger, you know, if you did time-lapse photography, you can watch the body actually heal that cut. I mean,
so you're saying doctors don't heal their patients?
No. Doctors actually can heal their patients. I'll give you a perfect example. Patient develops HIV.
Yes.
Which is AIDS, acquired immune deficiency syndrome.
Right.
All right, that means your immune system doesn't work.
Right.
You catch a virus, usually, or even a bacterial infection. Let's use a bacterial infection. It's a better example. You give them all the antibiotics in the world, they don't get better because they don't have an immune system to get them better. See, an antibiotic can help and can aid your immune system, but if you don't have an immune system, the antibiotics are worthless. And that's, so you got to keep your body healthy. You know, we talked about initially on the program vaccines. Well, you need a healthy immune system for the vaccine to work. And if you have a healthy immune system, you don't need the vaccine. It's as simple as that.
Such very, very important concepts for our listeners to grasp.
Now, what they, in the context of vaccines, and we'll probably get into that tomorrow with our guests a little bit, but the first vaccine had to do with cowpox, actually, and Jenner was a doctor that did it, and he gave his son and son's friend, I don't know if it was cowpox, might have been just smallpox, because that was how they experimented on the similar illnesses. They gave them a smallpox vaccine, and indeed, they didn't get smallpox, but they died at a young age from something else. You know, the point is, it's so intricate and so complicated, the immune system, that you can't possibly know how you're influencing every other aspect of the body. And then when you give vaccines to babies that are just born, no clue to what can happen, and yet they're doing it.
That is an infant developing immune system, and there is an immune support that is naturally transferred from the mother to the baby. It's very, very important from a supplemental point of view. If a mom is giving birth via cesarean section, that you use beneficial bacteria, because normally the baby would be inoculated with all sorts of beneficial probiotic bacteria during the birth process. If that doesn't happen, or if the mother's immune system is compromised in some way, compromised in a way that possibly she was given vaccines during pregnancy, maybe she was having very, very poor nutrient support during pregnancy. So there's so many different little details that people need to know about that will support their overall good health. I have an article here talking about high B vitamin intake. We kind of take for granted that, oh, if we're popping a multivitamin, you're getting the B complex, we don't have to worry. You might, if you have any particular digestive dysfunction, you're not going to have the beneficial probiotics in your gut to properly metabolize the B vitamins. So the other part you need to know is you need the B12 sublingually. You're going to have destruction of the B12 if you swallow it and it goes through your digestive tract.
And I'm glad you mentioned the gut. They have a fancy name for it, the microbiome.
And
they have a new treatment that's being done called a fecal transplant, because now they realize the gut-brain connection really exists, and that if you fix the gut, you fix the brain.
So when I see all of the terrible news reported on television about mentally disturbed individuals, you think about all of the rage and anger that seems to be present in our population. If we were properly supporting nutrient levels, particularly B vitamins, particularly establishing a healthy biome, then maybe that gut-brain connection would kick in and the level of rage and anger and dysfunction would be reduced.
Well, okay, think about this for a second. Mercury destroys the bacteria in the gut.
Right.
Fluoride in the water destroys the bacteria. Antibiotics, if you don't take a prescription, if you're not watching what you eat, it's in the food. So you can understand how your gut bacteria are being changed.
Systematically destroyed by a poor quality, typical American diet.
And there are reports now that with a fecal transplant, you can actually see within weeks reversal of these serious neurological diseases. So something to look at. Of course, they tell me it's not readily available in this country, and yet somebody said there is a place that's doing it.
In Boca Raton, there is a physician, and I don't have the papers with me, but I do have that information.
So I'm not sure what the status is.
I think you have to meet certain criteria that you have either tried different approaches to overcome the digestive and a serious digestive disturbance. And, you know, so you meet those criteria and then you're eligible.
Wasn't years ago a doctor was discredited for connecting autism with a gut problem?
Well, there's still that whole issue, and very, very much doctors are getting very positive progress when they attempt to reestablish correct gut bacteria. And there is a doctor from the UK, and her name escapes me at the moment, but she has a book, and she treated her own son with this approach by reestablishing the gut bacteria and moved him out of a serious dysfunction area into a highly functional able to be evaluated as highly functional.
We just have a minute left. I just want to know, listeners, this program that we're able to do every day is sponsored by Advanced Medical Testing Centers. And I hope that you'll consider using them whenever you need to have blood drawn for any lab, because that's what they do. Any of the lab tests you could think of, you can go there and have it done. And to make an appointment with them, just give them a call at 754-216-2332. So if your doctor gives you a form to take to somewhere to have your blood drawn, you can come to them and they can do it for you.
Okay, excellent. So a very, very pleasant environment, no waiting, and the price very much competitive with all different other draw centers.
Not only that.
And accepting insurance.
They will take your insurance, so you don't have to pay for tests if your insurance covers it.
And I hear that music, and it means we are out of time. The hour goes by so quickly. We have so much to share with our listeners. You've been tuned to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Janet Cimarelli, here with Dr. Herb Slavin, and we'll be back tomorrow from 10 to 11 right here on 1470. So join us then. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye, everybody.
Been listening to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Listen every day for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT Centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at Advanced Medical Testing Centers. Tune in again next time and get healthy. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of the station, its staff, management, or sponsors.